Our statement is prepared by Rede Barai and Oxfam in Timor-Leste. Today, I'm here to talk on women's land rights in Timor-Leste. Land rights are fundamental to women's equality in Timor-Leste. Land rights are especially important to women's farmers and indigenous women who depend on customary land for their livelihoods, for spiritual and cultural connections to the land. The government of Timor-Leste does not have a strong process to carry out gender analysis and or to ensure the protection of women's rights in policy, laws, program, development, and implementation related to land. Further, there is no coherent strategy or plan for strengthening women's land rights over time. Our submissions outlines the important issues for women's land rights in Timor-Leste. Today, I will focus on three. First, the government of Timor-Leste approved the transitional land and expropriation law. The land law provides special protection to women, including the recognition that men and women should have equal rights to land. It further states that women and other marginalized groups should receive special protection and recognizes that incentives should be provided for spouses to make joint claims. But the government does not have a strong process for carrying out gender analysis or ensuring the protection of women's rights in policy development process related to land, but remain unimplementable and requires 19 pieces of subsidiary legislation for it to be fully implementable. Little progress has been made on developing the subsidiary laws, and the state used this fact to justify the implementation of evictions and land registration process in contradiction to the land law. The state has prioritized the development of subsidiary laws and enabled registration of state land, established the Land and Property Commission over the development of laws protecting community rights, such as a decree law regulating eviction process and laws regulating community property and community protection zones established under the land law. Second, in 2017, the government of Timor-Leste approved an expropriation law which lays down a clear procedure for expropriation and provides strong protection for communities in the expropriation law. The state feels that is great pride in describing some of excellence protective principles. However, since the approval of the expropriation law in 2017, the government has consistently failed to implement the law and has instead implemented eviction and expropriation process with little regard for due process or appropriate compensation. 15 expropriation cases affecting more than 700,000 households have been registered with Rede Barai between 2017 and 2023. None of these cases have followed the procedures laid down in the expropriation law. The concept of free, prior, and informed consent has not applied in any case, with most eviction and expropriation being characterized by misinformation, a lack of consultation, and in some cases, intimidation and the use of force. Third, since independence, the government of Timor-Leste has undertaken several land registration processes as it an ERI project starting to 2008 to 2012, established significant safeguards and special procedures to ensure women's involvement in land registration process. However, in 2013, the government of Timor-Leste signed a contract with two private companies to implement the National Cadastre System project 2014 to 2020. They failed to establish appropriate policies and protection mechanisms for women to register their land. We recommend that, first, government should carry out a full gender review of law impacting on women's land rights and develop a national strategy for strengthening and protecting women's land rights and harmonizing relevant legislation and ensure that all future legislation process, including consultation with women and women's rights organizations, and take immediate to develop and approve the subsidiary laws required to fully implement the land law. Second, government should conduct an evaluation of the impact of the National Cadastre system